Welcome to a powerful message from the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bronx North Branch. Lighthouse Chapel International branches worldwide provide every member the training, support, and encouragement to fulfill the Great Commission and to go to heaven and hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Our beloved Father, please come down and lead us. We are waiting on your touch.
Chapter 7, and I want us to read from verse number 36. Luke chapter 7 and verse 36. How much is your love? How much is your love? Luke chapter 7, verse 36. It says, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him. So Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. When a certain immoral woman from that city heard he was eating there, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Hallelujah. Can we have very minimum movement, please? Let us settle down now. No movement again, please. Hallelujah. I want to see everyone settling down and no more movement. Are we okay? Luke chapter 7 and verse 36. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him. So Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. When a certain immoral woman from that city heard he was eating there, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Then she knelt behind him at his feet, weeping. His tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them off with her hair. Then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman is touching him. She is a sinner." Then Jesus answered his thoughts. "Simon," he said to the Pharisee, "I have something to say to you." "Go ahead, teacher," Simon replied. Then Jesus told him this story. A man loaned money to two people, 500 pieces of silver to one and 50 pieces to the other. But neither of them could repay him, so he kindly forgave them both, canceling their debts. Who do you suppose loved him more after that? Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the larger debt." "That's right," Jesus said. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust off my feet, but she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss, but from the time I first came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head, but she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love. But a person who is forgiven little shows only little love." Then Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven." The men at the table said among themselves, "Who is this man that he goes around forgiving sins?" And Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Hallelujah. Amen. Do you like the story? I believe this is a very powerful story. Hallelujah. See, how much you love is a reflection of how much you have been forgiven. How much you love reflects how much you have been forgiven. Hallelujah. The reason why we don't love a lot is because we don't feel that much has been done for us. Sometimes how you relate to someone is a reflection of what you feel the person has done for you. Hallelujah. If we know how much God has done for us, if we know the magnitude of what God has done for us, we will love a lot. Hallelujah. Jesus says, so much has been forgiven this woman. So she loves so much. Hallelujah. She loves a lot. Amen. If your landlord or someone in church were to forgive you a debt of $10, or even if your landlord were to forgive you a debt of 1 month's rent, if he were to forgive you 1 month's rent versus forgiving you a whole year's rent or a whole year's mortgage, your landlord says, or the banker says, we have been touched by how you have been responsible with your payment. So for this month, don't pay your mortgage. I believe some of you will be very happy, or don't pay your rent. But if they say, don't pay the entire year's mortgage, or the entire year's rent, I believe some of you will be very, very happy. Hallelujah. You see, if someone forgives you a debt of $10, you say, oh, the $10 that I pay for you for the cab fare or for the taxi fare, you don't have to worry about it. But if you were to come here and someone says, well, the whole of your school fees, your tuition for the entire 4 years have been forgiven and you don't need to pay anything. You see, I believe the first person versus the second person, who do you think will come to church and say, you deserve the glory and the honor, Lord? You see, sometimes when people are singing, you don't know what has been done for them. You see, it is not $10. Hallelujah. When people are singing and they are falling to the ground and they are rolling and they are crying, their whole month's rent has been forgiven. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when we feel that much has been done for us, we increase our love for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if we know the magnitude of what God has done for us, if we could quantify what God has done for us, we would gladly come to church all the time. If our eyes were to be open to see what God has done for us, we will be gladly be in church all the time, giving him thanks and singing praises unto his name. Hallelujah. If you were on your deathbed and they told you that you have 3 months to live, they say you are not leaving this hospital. And then you leave the hospital. And then you come out. And you see that there is no deficit. You are a healthy person. I believe your worship will be completely different from someone who never felt sick before. Hallelujah. Amen. You will be more appreciative of what the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. I always tell you, see, a lot of times we hear people just like us. You see, she was not sick. He was not sick. There was nothing wrong with her. There was nothing wrong with her. There was nothing wrong with him. She just complained of some headache, and that was it. Hallelujah. If you were to be aware that that small headache could be yours, that same headache that took that person, if your eyes were to be open and to be conscious that this could have been you, you'll be very, very gracious to the Lord. Hallelujah. It will cause from your heart some thanksgiving unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, the Pharisee felt so righteous. The Pharisee that we read from this story, Simon, he felt so righteous that even Jesus coming to his house, he did not see it as a show of mercy. He felt that it's because of his status in society that Jesus honored that invitation. He felt that because he's a Pharisee. Now, Pharisee, you understand what means Pharisee? Pharisee means separate. Separate. Separate from sin. So, a Pharisee is someone who excludes himself from sinners. A Pharisee is someone who stays away from the things that sinners do. So he felt he was of the high class. He was righteous. And that is why Jesus honored the invitation. He did not see it as a show of mercy. That is why Simon trivialized this visitation. That is why Simon trivialized the presence of Jesus in his house. And a lot of times we do that. Hallelujah. A lot of times we do that. He said, Reverend, you are so lucky I came to church today. He said, you are not saying it, but as I'm talking to you, why have you not been coming to church all this while? And then your face, you are just telling me, you are even so lucky I'm here today. You are so lucky. Reverend, be happy that I came today. Hallelujah. I should be happy that you came today. I am happy that you came today. Hallelujah. Sometimes you are talking to someone and say, oh, Reverend, don't worry. I will come next week for you, okay? Next week, I will come. I will come. Don't worry. I shouldn't worry. Next week, you will come. I will come one for you. You see, we trivialize our presence in the house of God. We trivialize the fact that we are alive today and we are breathing. We trivialize the fact that we are not on some breathing machine. But why should we get there before we value what the Lord has done for us? Reverend, I will let you know when you can visit me. I will let you know when you can visit me. I will tell you. I will give. In the right time, I will let you know when you can visit me. That the Reverend is coming to visit you. I will let you know when you can visit me. You see, Simon trivialized the presence of Jesus in his house. Hallelujah. And we can see in Simon's reception of Jesus when he came to him. If you look at verse 44. Look at verse 44. It says, then Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust from my feet. This was a custom. This was a common honor that is done to a common guest. But such great one like the mighty God has visited him. He says, you did not offer me water to wash the dust from my feet. But she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. He said, you didn't greet me with a kiss. You see, it was a tradition, it was a custom that when a guest comes to your house, you give him a kiss on the cheek as a welcome. Hallelujah. Is someone understanding what I'm sharing with you? He says, you did not give me a kiss when I entered. But from the time I first came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of oil to anoint my head. Hallelujah. Amen. You neglected that simple courtesy. They will give you oil just to anoint your head. To show that you are welcome. He says, but she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. Jesus' feet ought to have been washed when he entered the house. They should have offered him a basin and a towel to wash his feet. Now I could imagine how this sinful woman was standing and looking and the shock on her face that they don't know who has entered in this house. They don't know who has visited them and they have neglected to do this simple custom of honor unto him. I could see the shock that was on her face. That they've ignored such a great person who has taken the time off his busy schedule to visit them. Perhaps she was standing there just waiting. The Bible says she came with her alabaster box filled with perfume. Perhaps she anticipated that they will wash his feet and then she will have the opportunity to anoint his feet. So she came with her box. She came with her oil. She would have brought a basin and a towel if she knew they weren't going to do it. But when she realized, when she saw that the people neglected to honor the mighty one, when she realized that the people neglected to honor Jesus, when she realized that they neglected to wash his feet, the Bible says she went down on his feet. She went down on his feet and she wished that she had a basin full of water. And she wished that there was water to wash his feet. But when she offered to wash his feet, the Bible says, tears started dropping on the feet of the mighty one. He says, tears were falling on his feet. And tears was falling and flowing. Enough tears that it was able to wash the master's feet. Just because she offered to do it. As she kneeled down, that same God who caused rivers to appear in the desert, she caused tears to flow like a river. Tears to flow like a basin full of water. Enough, I have never heard that tears will be enough to wash the dusty feet. But when she offered herself, the Bible says tears were flowing, enough to wash the master's feet. Hallelujah. You see, most of us will not do something if another person does not do it. I am not doing it because he didn't do this. But not this sinful woman. I said, not this sinful woman. I am not doing that because she didn't do this. Hallelujah. Amen. You are singing. The instrumentalist did not prepare. Continue to sing. I said, continue to sing. Continue to sing. Overlook them and focus on the master unto whom you are singing. They did not prepare. But you came with a prepared heart. You came with a heart to worship. You are singing and the backers did not rehearse. They don't even know the words. Continue to sing. Continue to sing. You are singing and they are not dancing. Close your eyes and focus on the master. And just continue to sing unto the master. She came prepared. But they weren't receiving him. She came with the oil. She was waiting for the feet to be washed. And then she would have anointed the feet with his oil, with her oil. But she realized that they weren't prepared to do that. She realized that they weren't ready to honor him. She went on his feet. And as she offered whatever she had, the Lord was ready to use it. The Lord was ready to use her tears. If that is all she had, the Lord was ready to use it. Simon refused to do that, but she offered herself to wash the master's feet. Hallelujah. I said she offered herself to do what? To wash the master's feet. Hallelujah. A lot of times, we say, my friend is not going for the prayer meeting, so I'm not coming. Reverend will not be there, so I'm not going. Oh, this one will not be in church, so I'm not going. Most of my friends don't go to church. Why should I? Hallelujah. Amen. But not this sinful woman. Hallelujah. I said, not this sinful woman. This woman did not care what Simon did and didn't do. It didn't bother her what Simon was ready to do and ready not to do. She came with all that she had. Nothing was going to stop her from worshiping the mighty one. I said, nothing was going to stop her from worshiping the mighty one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The instrumentalists, they didn't prepare, but it wasn't going to stop her from singing. Hallelujah. They are not dancing, but it's not going to stop you from dancing. Hallelujah. You look around and then no one is dancing, but it's not going to prevent you from dancing. Hallelujah. The Bible says she knelt down and tears were flowing. Tears were flowing. Enough tears to wash the master's feet. Hallelujah. Whatever you offer him, he will use it to his glory. I say, whatever that you have that you offer him, he will use it to his glory. Simon refused to kiss him. Where she walks, that is where she died. Right there, she began to kiss his feet. He said, since I came here, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. When he walked in, Simon refused to kiss him as a welcome. But she, when she was down there, she was ready to kiss him. She was ready to kiss his feet. And she was not prepared to stop kissing his feet. Hallelujah. I said she was not prepared to stop kissing his feet. They did not anoint his head. They did not anoint his head with oil. He said, since I came in here, you did not even offer me that courtesy, that custom, that honor to anoint my head. But she was ready. I said she was ready to anoint her. She was ready to anoint him. And not just any ordinary oil. The Bible says she came prepared with alabaster box filled with expensive perfume, filled with expensive oil. And she was not prepared to hold anything back from the Lord. Hallelujah. She was ready to give all of her all. Anything that she had, she was ready to worship the Lord with. He said, they did not have a towel. I will use my hair to dry your feet. They don't have water to wash your feet. I will use my tears to wash you. They don't have oil. I have oil to anoint you. They didn't kiss you. I will kiss your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. How much do you love? How much do you love the Lord? How much? You see, the Bible did not tell us what the Lord has done for her. The Bible did not tell us what miracle she received. But in her heart, she knew what has been done for her. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me give you a few of the things that show how much you love. A few of the things that show how much you love. The first one that I want to share with you is the desire. The desire. Hallelujah. The desire. Amen. The desire. The woman heard that Jesus was at the Pharisee's house and she desired to be there. She desired to be there. Hallelujah. She desired to be with him. She desired to be in his presence. Do you have a desire to be in his presence? Do you yearn to be in the presence of the mighty one? Do you hunger to be in his presence? The Bible says she desired to be at the place where Jesus was having dinner. Hallelujah. So the first sign to show your love is to desire to be with him. Desire to be with him. Your desire to be in church. Your desire to read the Bible. Your desire to do a quiet time. To sit with him. To hear him. Your desire to want to hear his voice. It shows how much you love him. Hallelujah. Your desire to talk to him. Your desire to pray. Hallelujah. You see how when you have a beloved, what the world calls a boyfriend or a girlfriend, sometimes you want to be in that person's presence. You want to be with that person all the time. Sometimes the person calls you and you are sleeping. Anyone calls you, you are sleeping. You look at the phone and then you go back to sleep. The pastor calls you, you look at the phone and you go back to sleep. Your shepherd calls you, you look at the phone and you go back to sleep. But when your beloved, when your boyfriend or your girlfriend calls you, you look at the phone and you pick it up. Oh, honey, are you sleeping? No, I am not sleeping. I have been waiting for your call. And someone who is sleeping, you will be so awake, ready to chat for hours on ending. Hallelujah. And sometimes the phone, you talk and talk and the phone dies. And then you get up and then you go to the place where there is a power source and connect the phone so you can continue to talk. You sit there. You are sleeping, but you sit there. You sit there. And you are not ready to hang up at all. A desire to talk with him. It shows how much you love. The person talk with you 4 hours. You say, these days you don't talk to me at all. These days you don't even call me. Every evening, 4 hours. But you say, it's not enough. It's because of how much you love. Hallelujah. A desire to pray. A desire to communicate with him. A desire to be in his presence. It shows how much you love. The next thing is to ignore your critics. Your ability to ignore your critics. To show your love. The woman ignored her critics. Hallelujah. It was a meeting of righteous people. It was a meeting of Pharisees. It was a meeting of separatists. But she ignored the fact that she didn't belong there. She ignored the fact that it wasn't her class. She ignored the fact that I don't speak the same language. She ignored the fact that I'm not the same color. She ignored her critics. Often we stop what we are doing because we are criticized. We stop what we are doing because we are looked upon as inferior. We stop what we are doing for the Lord because we think someone doesn't think we belong there or we don't fit in that picture. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you find people cleaning. You are cleaning the church. This is what you do for the Lord. You are cleaning the church. And then someone criticizes you one time and that's it. You stop cleaning. Hallelujah. They say, are you a child that you should be cleaning like that? You must be even older than this one that you are allowing him to talk to you like that. Are you a child? And that makes you stop what you are doing for the Lord. This woman was not prepared to be stopped by the critics. She could see the eyes, how they were looking at her. What are you doing here? What brought you here? Are you not afraid? Do you know where you have come? But nothing was going to stop her. I said, nothing was going to stop her. Hallelujah. Nothing was going to stop her. Sometimes you are singing and somebody says, the song was offbeat. And that's the end of your singing career. That is the end of your ministry in the choir. I am singing offbeat. I am singing offbeat. Okay, thank you. That's it. That's the end of your singing. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're paying your tithe. You're paying your tithe and family members, sometimes spouses, they criticize you. They say, you give all that money to the church. You're giving all this money to the church. Do you know how rich you could have been if it wasn't for the church? How many of you have heard that before? Not you. They have not told you, but you have heard that before. Hallelujah. Sometimes you support Healing Jesus. You give large offerings. You support Healing Jesus. Even your accountant who does your taxes. Your accountant who does your taxes. He says, do you give all this money to the church? They ask you, is your house paid for? Your accountant who is doing your taxes. Wondering if you give all this money to the church. And then it makes you think again. It makes you think again. But this woman, her focus was on the Lord. Her critics were not going to stop her. Hallelujah. Her critics were not going to stop her. She was not ashamed to be in the presence of the Lord. Yes, before them, she was not fit in that picture. But before the Lord, she was not ashamed. The Bible says, when David brought the ark, she was dancing. She took off his clothes and she put around his waist. And he was dancing. He was dancing. And some of the women came and he held their hands and he was dancing with them. But there were others who were standing in the window looking. But it did not stop him. He says, I will dance before my Lord. I will dance before my God. Hallelujah. He says, I will dance before my God. Hallelujah. His critics were not going to stop him. The next one is a preparation. The preparation you make shows how much you love. The preparation. The woman came prepared to worship the Lord. She came prepared to worship the Lord. Verse 37 says, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. She came prepared. Hallelujah. Can I have an amen?
Yes.
I said she came prepared to serve the Lord. She came prepared to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you do not come to church prepared at all. You don't come prepared. Amen. Choristers who do not rehearse. Hallelujah. You don't rehearse. They have given you the songs, but you don't rehearse. You are waiting to come to church before you rehearse. Hallelujah. But have you seen when you were going for the interview, how you prepared? Have you seen how you were rehearsing? Words that are not yours, you are memorizing them. Answers that are not yours, you are memorizing them. You went ahead and rehearsed of the company, what they do, their mission, the things that they want, and you rehearsed, and you are ready. That they will not even ask you. You say you have all these answers. They have not asked you, but you are offering the answers. Hallelujah. But you spend time for these things. But have you forgotten the one who will give you the power to make well? Hallelujah. Have you forgotten the one who will give you the power to make? He says that when you come before judges, when you come before people who are interviewing you, people who judge you by what you know, he says, do not think of what to say. For that moment, the Holy Spirit will bring to your mind what you need to say. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you go for an interview and you say some things that you don't even know where they came from. They ask you questions and they say they offer you that job. They offer you the job. It's the Spirit of God that is speaking on your behalf. Hallelujah. I say it's the Spirit of God that is speaking on your behalf. He says that power, he says wealth, it does not come from the east, neither does it come from the west, nor from the south. He says wealth, God is the one that gives us the power to make wealth. Hallelujah. It comes from the mighty one. It's not your ability. Hallelujah. Some of us come to church unprepared at all. We prepare for other things, but not for church. Hallelujah. We prepare for other things. We come unprepared with our offerings. You come, some of you come to church and then you go to the coffee shop. That is the time you go and buy coffee so you can have dollar change. Dollar change. You don't drink coffee, but you have to drink coffee. This hot Sunday afternoon, you are forced to buy coffee so you can have change to give to the Lord. Oh, I see some young women. I never see them drinking coffee. But every now and then, in the hot season, they are drinking coffee. Unprepared. Totally unprepared. Hallelujah. Totally unprepared. Worship leader, and you are not prepared at all. Amen. They have given you the songs, but you are not prepared. Hallelujah. They are giving you the words, but you are not prepared to worship the Lord. Amen. But you see how you prepare when you are going to meet someone that you love. When you are going to meet your beloved. You see, you have worked all day. You are very tired. And you are all broken, exhausted. But because you are going to meet your beloved, you go to the bathroom and you take your makeup. And then the tiredness, it is like you were just born right now. You wipe everything. Put the lipstick here. Put the polish here. Some here. This there. And as you are going, you remember you didn't check your necklace. And then you come back and look in the mirror to make sure the necklace is in the center. There are some people, they take extra clothes for work. That after work, this is what I'm going to wear to meet my beloved. That is preparation. That is preparation. Some men, you should see them when they are going to meet their beloved. You have never bought flowers before. But because you are going, you never, how many have you bought flowers to bring to the Lord before? But now you go and then you ask, how much? You say, these flowers, what do they call it? You don't even know the names. You are picking flowers now. You say, put anything together for me. That is when you love. That is when you have love. Hallelujah. The preparation. The preparation. Hallelujah. The preparation. Some women, when they are preparing for their wedding, the preparation they make. They exhaust every expense. One day wedding. Exhaust every, nothing. They don't hold anything back. They don't hold anything. Hallelujah. Even that evening, the undergarment alone that you wear is also a special preparation. Oh, I have seen some before, so let me talk. Hallelujah. Exhaust, expense. You don't hold anything back. Amen. You have special suitcase to pack all these things in. Special garments. Amen. But we come before the Lord unprepared. Some of you iron your clothes on Sunday, and you are coming to church. That is when you are looking for something to wear. This woman, the Bible says, she came prepared with alabaster bags, expensive perfume, alabaster bags. Filled with expensive perfume. And she wasn't going to meet her beloved. She was coming to meet her Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. The next thing is the emotions involved. The emotions involved. Hallelujah. The woman worshipped with emotions. She worshipped with her emotions. The Bible says that tears were flowing. She was weeping. If you read the King James, it says she was weeping. Hallelujah. She was weeping and she was not ashamed. Some of you are ashamed when you are worshiping and there are tears coming from your eyes. Some of you are ashamed to kneel before the Lord. You are ashamed to scream when you are in church. You are too diplomatic. You are ashamed to shout. You are ashamed to jump. You are ashamed to dance. Hallelujah. And you are in the presence of the Lord. The woman was worshiping with all that she had. She was worshiping with all of her emotions. She was not holding anything back from the Lord. Hallelujah. There was nothing that she was holding back. Amen. There are other things that we are not ashamed to show emotions. I said there are other things that we are not ashamed. You should see some men when they are watching a soccer game. By the time the game is over, they have hurt their knee. They have hurt their own feet. They have kicked tables. Their emotions. Their emotions are all into the game. But not before the Lord. You should hear how they shout. Hallelujah. Amen. You say you don't have emotions. You don't have emotions. But in the bedroom, you have emotions. You have emotions. Hallelujah. You have emotions. You see, you can't cry before the Lord. You have no emotions. Amen. The next one, you give it your all. When you give it your all, hallelujah. The woman gave everything that she had to worship the Lord. She was prepared to give everything that the Lord needed. If there was something that they didn't do and she had, she wasn't ready to hold it back from the Lord. Hallelujah. I could see how that Jesus felt that she has given all of her all. She has given a woman's hair. A woman's hair is very precious to her. And the Bible describes her as the immoral woman. Maybe she was a prostitute. But for a prostitute, one of her gadgets for her business is her hair. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? Some of you, the hair that is not even yours, when it's raining, you don't even want to walk in to come to church. The hair, you don't want it to get wet, but the hair is somebody's hair. And you can change it any time that you want. But you don't even want to walk in when it's raining. He said, today it is raining, so I am not going. The woman was not prepared to hold anything from the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, it's too hot. When I come to church, my makeup, it messes up. So I wait when the weather is nice. That is when I come. Because your makeup, sometimes you are crying. You are crying and you don't want your makeup to get. So you hold the tears like this. You hold the tears like this. You hold the tears. You push the tears back. Because the tears will destroy the makeup. Hallelujah. Nancy, is it not true what I'm saying? Am I making up something? You are looking at me like I'm making up some stories. Hallelujah. The woman was not prepared to hold anything back from the Lord. Amen. The shame of rejection. The shame of rejection. You see, no, she didn't know if they would receive her there. She didn't know if they were going to throw her out. Her dignity, she didn't hold it back from the Lord. They could have thrown her out. They could have called the cops to arrest her because she was uninvited. Hallelujah. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? She could have been thrown out, but she was prepared to give anything. She was prepared to give out her dignity. Hallelujah. She brought tears, her tears. She said, they didn't have this, but I'll use my tears. They didn't have a towel, I'll use my hair. They didn't have the oil. I have this expensive box filled with expensive perfume to anoint the master. Hallelujah. She was not going to hold anything back from the Lord. Amen. Some of you give offering and you say the tithe is too much because you make too much money. You make too much money and it's too much for the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you not realized that anything that you are doing for the Lord seems to be too much? Anything that you are doing for the Lord seems to be too much. You see, when we are having a service and it's a little longer, you feel that it is too much. But you can go for a baby shower or an adoring or a wedding bridal shower. And you can stay there for hours. I tell you, anything that you are doing for the Lord, if you open your eyes to see, you realize that it seems to be too much. Hallelujah. You can go to a restaurant and buy food. And your friend is there, you don't mind buying for him. But when you are giving to the Lord, it seems it is too much. The Lord, $10 for the Lord is too much. A dollar will do for the Lord. Hallelujah. When they are having those festivities that the people have in the park, sometimes it is far away. Far away. And people drive. They drive to go there. Hours. And they get lost. They won't come home. They will get lost and they will search and search and search and get to the place 7 p.m. When their people are ready to close, they will still go. But not to drive to church. It is too much. The tolls are too much. The gas is too expensive. Have you not realized that? Have you not realized how easily you can pick the Sun magazine or the New York Times and read it? From the front to the back, you read everything. But take your Bible to read it, and it's too much. You have read too much. You have read too much. Hallelujah. You can listen to the news. You can turn on the news and say, this is 10-10 wins. Give us 10 minutes, and we will give you the wealth. And they can tell you the same thing, and you can drive from here to Philadelphia and listen to the same 10-10 wins. Give us 10 minutes, we give you the word. Give us 10 minutes, and you listen to the same. But listen to the word of God as you are driving. It is too much. It is too much. It is too much. It is too much. Hallelujah. Anything that you are doing for the Lord appears to be too much. Amen. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? I want you to understand that there is someone who is not encouraging you. There's someone who fights you when you are doing something for the Lord, and you need to rise up to see. For the Lord, there is nothing that is too much. For this sinful woman, there was nothing that was too much. Nothing was too much for her to give to the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of us come to church on Sunday, so we think it's too much to come again on Tuesday and then on Wednesday. It's too much. It's too much. But the woman was not prepared to hold anything from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, there's some few things that I want to bring to your attention from this passage, if you will. Allow me. You see, some people feel you must become momentarily sinless before you can worship the Lord. You see, some people feel that if you are coming before the Lord, you have to be sinless. If you are coming for communion, you have to be sinless. If you are coming to lead praise and worship, you have to be sinless. You have to be momentarily sinless before you can worship the Lord. But I tell you, the Lord will receive you just as you are. She says, this woman, her sins are many, but her worship, she was received. Hallelujah. Sometimes you feel like you fornicated last Saturday. So you don't think you can worship the Lord. So you live about 2 weeks or 3 weeks so that the Lord will forget somehow. You see, that God will forget, you know. Oh, true or not true? There are certain sins, you see, Saturday night, I slept with you and I'm going to lead worship. What is this? I can't. And then you call, Brother Andy, I can't lead the worship on Sunday. Why? No, nothing. Maybe in 3 weeks I will leave. So 3 weeks, by that time you have washed, you have taken a shower and washed, and the sins are gone. Sometimes you feel that you are too sinful, that you have done something so sinful. So even coming to join the choir, you think the Lord will not be happy with me today. Today the Lord will not be happy. Let me wait a little bit. By 3 weeks, the Lord would have forgotten. This woman, she came just as she was. Hallelujah. Look, we will worship the Lord in heaven sinless. But here on earth, we worship him with our sins. Hallelujah. I said we worship him with our sins. We can never be perfect before the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, the Bible says there is none righteous. No, not one. Not a single person. So, and there is no sin that is of small magnitude before the Lord. As far as the Lord is concerned, sin is sin. Hallelujah. Therefore, you fornicated last night. It is okay to come to church. Sometimes you stay away from church because of the sin that you committed. But the Lord is prepared to receive you just as you are. Hallelujah. The woman came filled with sins, but his worship was received. She went on his feet and she was not driven away. Hallelujah. The next thing that I want to share with you is that many people came to the dinner at the Pharisee's house. You see, many people came, but only one was saved. Only one person was saved. Many people came, but only one person was saved. Sometimes it is worth it, and it was worth Jesus' time. It was worth Jesus' time. The Bible says that he's a God that knows the end from the beginning. He knew that only one person will be saved. And it was worth his time to spend a dinner with them. Hallelujah. Sometimes you go for evangelism and then you think that it's a waste of time. You think that, oh, we came all these times and only one person. It is worth your time. I say it is worth your time. It is worth your time. You came and only one person gave his life to Christ, and it's worth your time. Hallelujah. Did you see that? There were so many. And at the end, they said, who is this man that he goes around forgiving people's sins? They came before the Lord, but they left with all their sins. Hallelujah. Amen. And I said, it was worth Jesus' time. And the last one that I want to share with you, no matter what we do, you will be criticized. Hallelujah. I said, no matter what you do, you will be criticized. There is nothing that you will do that you will not be criticized. Hallelujah. Because one thing that you have to understand is that the one who criticizes you, the Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. Anyone that criticizes you is allowing Satan to use him to criticize. If you are doing anything for the Lord, you will be criticized. Hallelujah. The woman offered her tears and she was criticized. She came as a sinful woman. She was criticized. She came as an immoral woman and she was criticized. She didn't belong there. She was criticized for coming. Hallelujah. She was criticized for using her tears. She was criticized for using her hair to wash the master's feet. I said she was criticized. Hallelujah. She was criticized for using such expensive perfume. Helen, she was criticized. You will be criticized when you give unto the Lord. You will be criticized when you give large offerings. You will be criticized. Hallelujah. You will be criticized when you give something that baffles the minds of people. You will be criticized. The woman was criticized for using rich ointment. But one thing that we must see is that nothing was going to stop her, because her focus, Patrick, was on the Lord. Vincent, her focus was on the Lord, and nothing was going to stop her. As long as our focus is on the Lord, he says that he's the author and the finisher of our faith. If you can neglect what is on our left and what is on our right, and our focus is on the Lord, we can love him with all our all. We can love him with everything that we have. As long as we neglect and not look at what man is saying or what man is doing, and our focus is on the Lord, we can love him with everything that is in us. Put your hands together for the Lord. Our time is up. Stand onto your feet. It is only when we keep our focus on him that we can love him with everything that is in us. It is only when we keep our focus on him. When her focus was on Jesus, she could worship him with her tears. When her focus was on the dirty feet, she could worship him with her hair. When her focus was on Jesus, she could worship him with a precious ointment. As long as our focus is on Christ. As long as our focus is on Christ. As long as we keep focus on Jesus. David said, as long as the Lord has delivered him, he didn't care what his wife would say about how he danced. He says he would dance before the Lord. He will dance before the Lord. Let not anything withhold you from the Lord. Don't withhold anything from the Lord.
Longing just to bring something last of word that will bless your heart.
I don't know what you have. I don't know what you bring into the Lord.
I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required.
He wants your heart, yes. Oh, he wants your heart. Is your heart in the worship? Is your heart in his worship? If you are worshiping him, where is your focus? Where is your focus? Is your focus on him? Yes. That is why he's looking. He's looking into your heart. Oh.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made. And it's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus.
King of handlers. Oh, 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 oh. Lift up your voice and say, King of Endless,
King of Endless God. Oh, no one could express how much you deserve.
Oh, I'm weak. He deserves all of your heart. He deserves it. He's worth all of your heart.
All
he's worth all of your heart.
Where the hell?
about you.
It's all about you.
Let it be all about him.
It's all about you.
It's all about
Jesus. It's
all about you, Lord.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for visiting us, oh Lord, this afternoon. Oh Father, we thank you for showing us how to love you, oh God. Father, forgive us that we have withheld ourselves from you. Forgive us, oh Lord, that we have trivialized your presence in our lives. Forgive us, Lord, that we have trivialized what you have done for us. Oh Father, how that you gave your only begotten Son to die for us. Father, we thank you. We thank you for bringing this to our awareness, for revealing these things to us. Father, we have not worshipped you as you deserve. We have not given you all of our all. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us. Give us the heart of that sinful woman. May we see ourselves, oh Lord, unworthy in your presence. May we go on your feet, oh God. And Father, anything that we offer, oh Lord, you use it, you multiply it. With our tears, oh God, you turn it into rivers to wash your feet. Oh yes, oh God. Take it, oh Lord, all that we are. Use it, oh Lord, for all your glory. Use it for your glory. He said, whatsoever things we do, do all to the glory of God. Lord, may we worship you with our hearts. May we worship you with everything that we are. May we worship you with our being, oh God. We have heard so much from you. We thank you, Lord, for showing us mercy. We thank you, Lord, for accepting us and for receiving us. We give you glory and we give you honor.
It's all about you, Jesus.
If there's anyone here this afternoon, you are not born again. You have not given your life to Jesus. You are here and you say, I want to come before Jesus. I want to come to Jesus. I want to invite Jesus into my life. If you are here this afternoon, you have not given your life to Christ, and you want to come before Jesus, you say, I want Jesus in my life. I want Christ to take control of my life. I want him to be my savior. If that is your prayer, I want you to lift up your hand wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. You say, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my savior. Beloved, do not live here if you have not given your life to Jesus. Don't live here without having Christ as your savior. You may not have that same opportunity. With all eyes closed, every head bowed. If you are here, you want to receive Jesus, just lift up your hand. And I'll say a short prayer with you, wherever you are. I'll say a simple prayer with you. Maybe you just accompanied a friend to come for a baby dedication. But I want to tell you that your steps were ordered in the Lord. If you are here this afternoon, you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? Anyone here like that? You want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior? Don't live here without receiving Jesus Christ. This opportunity may not come again. It may not come again. It may not come again. Why don't you all join and say this after me? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I am a sinner. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again on the third day. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wipe away all my sins. I invite you to come into my life. Take control of my life. Lord Jesus, be my Savior. Be my Master. Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you clap for Jesus? And you may be seated. If you are saying this prayer for the first time, this is the first time you are saying this prayer, and you mean it from your heart, at the end of the service, I would like you to see this brother, Brother Samuel. Could you stand up, let him see? At the end of the service, I would like you to see him and you share some few things with you. If you mean this prayer from your heart. Wonderful.
We don't bless you.
We hope you have been blessed immensely by this message. Join us at 1734 Williamsbridge Road in the Bronx on Sunday afternoons and Tuesday evenings. For copies of this and other messages, contact us via email at lci.bronx@gmail.com.